Hello and welcome back to another Wattpad Wednesday. Today we've been talking about iconic teens books of the past decade and the larger publishing trends that these represent. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about how these trends have changed over the past few decades. This was recently pointed out in a really controversial article that we spoke about on our podcast a few weeks ago that was published in the Wall Street Journal and caused such a backlash that the author had to write a response, which was also published in that newspaper. When we asked around the Wattpad office for some of the most popular series targeted at YA audiences when they were growing up, our answers varied a lot. We heard The Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew, which were very similar mystery series, The Babysitter's Club, Goosebumps, Sweet Valley High, and from some younger people in the office, we also heard Gossip Girl, The Clique, The A-List, and It Girl, which were series around the same theme of young adults growing up in very wealthy circumstances. The Hardy Boys first appeared in the 1920s, and as an article in Time magazine said, the series was largely popular with young boys because of the wholesome nature of the two characters, the amateur detectives Frank and Joe Hardy, who unwittingly got involved in clashes of good and evil. And of course, in these novels, the good always prevailed. And it even inspired another series, which would be the Nancy Drew series, and that appeared 10 years later in the 1930s. The Nancy Drew books were written by ghostwriters under a pseudonym, Carolyn Keene. While the original Nancy was a 16-year-old smarty pants who graduated high school early and pursued her dream of becoming a detective and was helped by her father, who was a well-known lawyer, later editions raised her age to 18 and also did away with some of the racial stereotypes that had appeared in earlier versions, and she even eventually got a boyfriend as well as some comrades who could help her out. So while these books were popular for their incredibly rosy outlook on life, it was more in the 80s and 90s that we see the realistic fiction that a lot of the Wattpad staff labeled as the books they read when they were growing up. So that would be The Babysitter's Club and The Sweet Valley High. These are huge, huge series of hundreds of novels, and the protagonists were always good girls, but whose friends would often face complex situations such as divorce, eating disorder, and occasionally even more substantial issues such as substance abuse. Anne M. Martin's Babysitter's Club, who was, as far as I know, always written by Anne M. Martin, is a really inspiring series that made many young girls wish they were babysitters. The members of the original club were Christy, Mary Ann, Claudia, Stacy, Dawn, and then there were two junior members, Mallory and Jesse. And they survived so much through the series of 131 books in total. There were ghosts, house fires, birthday parties, boyfriends and breakups, absent parents, summer camp, kidnapping, and they were all documented in the journals that were kept by the club members. The Sweet Valley High series followed the enviable Jessica and Elizabeth Wakefield. These series followed the girls through the tricky world of friendship and boys. So they were identical in appearance, but the 16-year-old twins were really different. Elizabeth was very kind and had excellent grades, while the more mischievous and devious Jess cared about her popularity, and she always had a boyfriend on the go. So these two girls really were able to represent the opposing sides of a teen's personality, and that really catapulted the popularity of these series. So we remember talking about these books with our friends as kids, and we all had our favorite twin. What we loved the best was that we grew up alongside them. As we grew older, they moved out of high school and into Sweet Valley University, and now, actually, most recently, the series is being revived, and we can read it at Sweet Valley Confidential, which takes a bit of liberty with realism, but the girls are roughly 27 in this new iteration of the series. The first book has come out, and they're actually going to be releasing the next one next year. So it wasn't until the 1990s that we started to see a really big publishing trend towards more supernatural stories. In 1992 to 1997, R.L. Stine's Goosebumps series was a really, really popular series. It made every young person in the U.S. think twice about the things that goes bump in the night, as they always said on the back of the book. So there were titles like Say Cheese and Die, Welcome to Dead House, and A Night in Terror Tower. Stine told horror and sometimes supernatural-filled tales where dogs would turn into werewolves, people would find themselves trapped into a tower of terror, and creepy toys would do strange and mysterious things. So this trend continued for a really long time until we saw in 1997 one of the biggest YA phenomenons ever, which would be the Harry Potter series. This series spanned seven books And it went also, like the Sweet Valley High series, across the entire adolescence of Harry Potter and his friends, Ron Weasley and Hermione Granger. So the main story arc concerns Harry's quest to overcome the evil Dark Wizard, which is Lord Voldemort, and whose aim is to conquer the wizarding world and subjugate non-magical people by destroying all those who stand in his way, such as Harry's parents. As the series progressed and the main characters grew up, the stories became increasingly dark, promoting and prompting some criticism from some parents. So there was that side of it, but on the other side, we also saw that these mature storylines helped appeal the novel to more mature readers and really pushed the trend of Harry Potter over the edge into something that has dominated popular culture and appeals to men and women, boys and girls. So while Harry Potter is still going strong, in 2005, a new series has captured the imagination of millions of readers, and that will be Twilight. So again, drawing on these fantasy themes that we saw in the 1990s. So the Twilight Saga, pardon me, is a series about four vampires, and it's about the lifetime of Isabella, or Bella Swan, who is a teenage girl and falls in love with the vampire Edward Cullen. So the novel is told primarily from the view of Bella, although it does switch at certain points to be from Jacob Black, who would be the werewolf in the novel. Both Harry Potter and Twilight have had an explosive cultural impact on society that we've never really seen before from YA novels, which is wizards, vampires, and werewolves have taken over our pop culture, and we see them in the books, movies, merchandise, and fan fiction, and it's everywhere. Now that the movie adaptations are almost done, however, with the final Harry Potter coming out this week and then the last Twilight Saga, which is being filmed right now, we're seeing another YA series getting primed to replace them with the movie in the middle of the casting process as well, and that will be The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. The first book is, or was published in 2008, and deals with a 16-year-old narrator, Katniss Everdeen, who lives in a post-apocalyptic world in the country of Panem. So at this point in the story, there's a powerful government holding power, and there's an annual televised event where the capital chooses one girl and one boy from each district to fight to the death. The Hunger Games exist to demonstrate not even children are beyond the reach of the capital power. So Colin says that the idea for this novel came from channel surfing on television, and on one channel she saw people competing on a reality show, where on the next channel she saw footage of the Iraqi war. So the two blended together came to form her series, The Hunger Games. So we see that it's clear that publishing series of today expose readers to completely different characters that are far removed from reality. And if you're wondering what publishers are predicting for the trends to continue, there's a lot of talk about series based on ancient mythology and mermaids filling the calendars for 2011 and 2012. And a great agent, Mandy Hubbard, noted that editors are hedging bets that sci-fi might be the next big wave. Partly this is because we haven't seen a lot of it and it feels more fresh, but partly because dystopian, which is The Hunger Games, really naturally evolves into the sci-fi realm. So we're being prepared to move into this direction. Back in the 80s and early 90s, most of us were reading about ordinary kids doing ordinary things in slightly extraordinary situations. But we saw the Hardy Boys and the Nancy Drews. They were told us to be good and book smart and curious, whereas the Sweet Valley Girls were dramatic, but they dealt with issues that we faced ourselves, such as dating, school, fights with your friends. The kids in the Babysitter's Club, there were fictional characters who had really tight friendships that we could emulate, and they helped us figure out how to handle similar situations where we were put in responsibility. So if you were artistic like Claudia, environmentalist like Dawn, or you had to deal with diabetes, the girls were very realistic. And in Twilight, which is a heavily romanticized YA, the novel has taught millions of readers about love and the sacrifices it requires. And I think The Hunger Games shows us a lot about the political times that we're living in right now. And I think one of the reasons that young adult literature is so popular with younger and older readers alike is that it deals with questions that never really completely go away. Love is challenging at all points in our lives. Friendships can come and go and be challenging and difficult, as well as joyous and wonderful at times. And I think YA literature really touches on these issues. So when we add to our list of iconic titles from the early decades of 2000, I think we can say for certain that Twilight and Harry Potter will be there. But when we're asked to suggest what types of stories we see being created on Wattpad from publishers, we don't really have a clear idea right now, but right now we're seeing an uptake in historical fiction, particularly those involving witches. Guardian angels have also become a really popular topic. And lastly, we're also seeing novels about dream worlds, where the protagonist must balance the world that he occupies when asleep with the demands of his real life, which I think is a really interesting genre that we're seeing because it reflects so clearly the struggles of a reader who has to balance the imaginary world that he gets to occupy when he's reading and the real world that's around him when he stops. So that's it for our Wattpad Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week.